Okay, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem. A lot of good things to see today. Good people of Hebron, Jews coming from all over, our Avos, different feel, different style, good davening. A lot of good things. Okay, let's go through the Sheva Brachos. I'll explain to you what some of the Sheva Brachos mean. It's a light cheer, obviously, everyone's exhausted, and you didn't prepare. Gemara's, no one has a Gemara. If you have a Gemara, just try to look in with someone with a Gemara. You know, there's not that many Rishonim, but most of it's in Rashi. We'll get your bearings. This is also good to either write some notes or listen through it in the recording, because you always have to give a Devar Torah to Sheva Brachos, and oh no, so here you got a lot of good material to think about, okay? So first of all, there really are six Brachos, and part of the halachic discussion is that seventh Bracha on the Gafen, how integrated is it? Is it just that we want to make six Brachos, we want to make it Alakos, we make a Gafen, or somehow the Gafen becomes part of the seven Brachos? If you look at the Gemara, on Daf Zion actually talks about shis, that one of the Tanaim and the Amoraim came to Ravashi's wedding party, and he made six brachos. So the fact that the word six appears makes many Rishonim believe that the Hagafen is not really part of it, but let's focus on the six, okay? So let's divide the six, just so in your mind you can capture them. Let's divide the six into one, two, and three. Okay, one is a bracha that seems to have nothing to do with anything. Shahakol bara lechvodo. The texts are all here in the Gemara. That's the first of six. The two brachas are about creating men and women. We'll see what that means in a moment. Yotzer Adam, Asher Yotzer Adam Mitzalim Mitzalim Mitzalim. So you can call them the two Asher Yotzer brachas, but not the real Asher Yotzer brachas, but the two Asher Yotzer, Yotzer Adam and Asher Yotzer. Then the last three is Simcha brachas. So Stasis Samech Tesamach. So sometimes you just have these long lists, you just break it down to smaller parts, easy to remember. There's one general, two yitziros, or two brachas about yitzirot, and then three brachas about simcha. We're just be able to see. Okay, so six breaks down to one, two, and three. Okay, the first bracha doesn't seem to talk about anything relating to anything, happiness or wedding. Shakol bara lichvodo. So let's read Rashi, just because, you know, we'll start with Rashi, because that's the basic one. Daf Chet Amud Aleph. A big Rashi. It's about 10 lines after the lines start to get small. The beginning of the line, Avol Hacha. Okay, see, Avol Hacha. I'm sorry, Avol Shakol Bara Lichvodo. Freddie may be looking with Rani. Avol Shakol Bara Lichvodo. Eina Min HaSeder. It's not part of the Seder that talks about men and women, getting married, happiness. Ella, so Rashi says really two things. Really are two reasons to make the bracha. We're praising Hashem. You created everything for your kavod. Ella, lasifas aman yasaf misham. Everyone's gathered there. Why they gather there? Ligmol chesed, right? Today, people enjoy going to weddings because there's good food and good bands and very comfortable. Really, it's inverted. You go to a wedding because it's an act of chesed. See, when you're a Rebbe, you realize it. Because you're going to a wedding, Baruch Hashem, but every night, you're slipping out an hour, 2 hours. The real purpose of the wedding is not to go and enjoy, nothing wrong with enjoying the wedding, but not to go to enjoy the wedding, but to go to the Samech. Now, I saw this on the flesh. Rav Lichtenstein, till a very, very advanced age, would go to a wedding, and you know how certain Rosh Hashivas come, and they dance for the first dance, like, I don't stay the whole time, just busy, I run over that Rosh Hashiva, I just can't stay that long. He would stay to the very end of the first dance, and he would dance every second. And I mean, to an old man, he was like the center of attention. He didn't make himself center of attention. But the amount of energy he would bring to a wedding and the amount of intensity he would dance with to an older person, even when his hip went. And so, you know, go and your purpose there is to make chasen kala. Now, it doesn't mean you have to be in the middle and occupying center stage and doing all your juggling, but just to make ruach and to be misamech. That's a mitzvah chesed. It's one of the halachas that we have to be hakamacha, to be machnes chasen and kala. So we're coming and we're gathering to be Mesameach Chasen Kala, to an act of Chesed. Wait a second. Who was the first being to be Mesameach Chasen Kala and to provide an act of Chesed? The Kodesh Baruch was the first Chesed in the Torah, that he brought Chava to Adam. And Chazal say he wasn't just Vayiven, he didn't just bring Adam to Chava, but he was the flowers and the band and the photographer and the Shushbanim. Basically, he made an environment they should be attracted to one another. They should be happy with one another. Chazal says, Rashi says, Zecher lechaste hamakom. So this is, you're acting like a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Shenagim adam arishon, shenasalo shushbin. He was the usher. He walked down the aisle. That doesn't mean you're usher, but he assisted in all the wedding preparations for Adam and Chava, Binis Asek Bo. So we're remembering the chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So M'shevech Hashem Shakol Baruch L'chvodosh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you created. This is the Shevach Hashem because we're walking in His wake. Then Rashi says something which the Meiri amplifies. V'asif Hazu Kavod HaMakom Hi. And not only are we remembering the chesed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu performed by performing our own chesed, but stop, anytime Jews gather, you want to be Mechabed Hashem, whether it's a bris, whether it's a Shever Brachos. Let's say we weren't performing an act of chesed. We're gathering. We want to say a bracha, start our bracha by Meshavach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? The Mirtz Hashem, one day you'll make bar mitzvahs and you'll make weddings and you'll be at weddings, whatever. The first thing you want to say is thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu into the room. You don't get up there and talk about the Kala and the Chassan and the bar mitzvah boy and the Mets and the Yankees and the flags on the table. You thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for bringing it to this point. We don't really make so many shechianos, we don't make a bracha. So we're starting the proceedings by remembering the chesed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed Adam HaRishon. We're trying to simulate the chesed, as we always try to do. We make the bracha. So you see those 2 points in Rashi. Point number one is we're remembering the chesed that we're now performing akin to HaKadosh Baruch Hu chesed. Number two, that last line, Asifazu Kavod HaMakom. If you want to know where this comes from, Rashi, he doesn't mention it, but look on Daf Zayin and Beis. The Gemara says, Gufa, the two dots, I'm Rav Nachman, I'm Lihuna Bar Nasan, Minay Lebechas Chachan Basar, how do you know you need 10? So the first day is you learn from Rut and Boaz. There are 10 people, Zikni Ha'ir. The second shot is, Rabbi Boaz says, Mehacha, Pasuk in Tehillim, B'makelos, Baruch Elokim, Mimkor Yisrael. Whenever we gather, B'makelos, whenever we gather, so B'makelos, Baruch Elokim. Now this is particular because of Mimkor Yisrael, it's on the Zayin Amud Beis, because we're mentioning the source of life, which is a woman and a man giving birth to children. But in general, Makelos Baruch Hu Hashem. So that's the first bracha of Shakol Baruch Lechvado. It has nothing to do with the wedding. Maybe it has to do with the wedding because we're being Gomel Chesed to the Chassan, like a Kodesh Baruch Hu is Gomel Chesed. And in theory, that's a bracha you don't really have to make on a kos, because you're just making it to Mishabach Hashem. But very often, like when, we have brachas that don't really need to be made on a kos, but we say, you know, let's just make it on a kos. What? A benching has to be ala kos, but a bracha that you can say, not ala kos, that would say, since we have a kos anyway, let's put them all together. What am I talking about? Abdallah. Maria Eish B'samah, not brachas ala kos, but since we're, the Gemara in Sukkah, Daf Mevav says, the Shechiyanu we make on Sukkahs. Maybe the Shechiyanu that we should have made in our first encounter when we built the Sukkah, according to one day. But since we're going to have a kos anyway, let's just say it all ala kos. So very often, we have brachas that aren't tethered to a kos, but since we have a kos anyway, let's just be misadar at ala kos. Benching may be an upgrade because of Zimun, that's why we need a kos, Zimun, which is a different type of benching. So you're reaching a different level of benching, and you have ala kos. Okay, so that's the first. The next two, Yotzer Ha'adam, Asher Yatzaris Ha'adam Mitzalmo, the Gemara says later, I'm not going to go into it now because I want to cover most of the brachos, that this arrangement of two separate brachos about creation of man follows the position either that there were two stages to the creation of men and women, which is Bereishis Perek Beis. In Bereishis Perek Aleph, Hashem creates Zachar and Nekeva Bar Hosam, so it seemed like they're created not in two stages, but as two separate people in one Yetzirah. Hashem created them. There was only one stage of creating men and women. But Bereishis Perek Beis is the whole ribcage story, where Hashem created man and then took a rib from Adam and Selah and created a woman. So why Bereishis Aleph presents it as if Hashem created them in one shift? Why Bereishis Beis? It sounds like it was two shifts, as the Gemara says, Beis Yitziros. So the fact that we're making two brachos is reflective of a two-stage process. First, Hashem created man, then Hashem created women, and even if you follow Bereishis Perek Aleph, the Gemara says, where they were created in one shift, but at least in Hashem's Machshava, whatever that means, Basim Machshava, Hashem wanted to be a two-stage creation, even though practically Hashem created them all at once. So this is trying to capture the staged approach to creating men and women, either as it's told in Bereishis Perek Beis, where Hashem actually created men and then put him to sleep and created women, or Hashem wanted to be, and for whatever reason, he created them all together in one shift in Bereishis Perek Aleph. So that's where we get our two brachas. So the first bracha is Asher Yatzar Adam Bitzalm Yotzer Adam, which Hashem created man. It's a pretty straightforward bracha. There's very little that qualifies it. The second bracha already talks about now Hashem created women. Hashem yatzer ha'adam b'tzalmo. Hashem created man in his likeness, tzelem elokim. Tzelem elokim means a lot of things, intelligence, intelligent speech, consciousness, emotions, dreams, whatever we have that animals don't have. But in particular, Hashem created man with the capacity to procreate and procreate, not just by bringing people into this world, but procreate and raise a family and take care of people and then create a family unit. And and to help him maximize his tzelem elokim, the end of the bracha is hitkin lo mimenu binyan adayad. He upgraded him, hitkin, he made him better by having a woman, having a wife. Hitkin lo mimenu binyan. Now you can have a house. And it's a play on the words. Which word is the play on? What does Rashi say? Anyone say? I think Rashi quotes it. Look at Rashi. I want to try to show you as much of Rashi as possible. Rashi on Davchet, the hitkin lo mimenu, he took from his body, migufo mitzalotav, he took a rib from his body, so he took from him and he improved that rib into being a human being. Binyana dayad, now you can have a future. Now you have a future because you have children and grandchildren, so you're not just going to come into this world and pass from this world. You are now a binyan adayad. What you do in your life will make a difference for generations. You are a binyan ledoros. And to capture that, when Hashem introduced Chava to Adam, and he turned the rib into Chava, the lashon of the pasuk, which Rashi quotes from Bereishis Beis, look at Rashi Tiber Maschal Binyan, Vayiven es Hatzela. He built the tzela into Chava. So Hashem used the word Vayiven about creating woman in Bereishis Beis, that second shift. So we try to capitalize upon that word, Hiskin Lamimeno Binyana Dayad, and we recognize that by marrying, we're building something larger than ourselves. We're building a Binyana Dayad. So even though we're going to live on this earth X amount of years, but the family and the marriage we bring into this world will have repercussions far beyond our lifetime. Vihitkin Lamimeno Binyana Dayad, and then, of course, the bracha ends. Okay, so that's the second round of brachas. The first round is just one bracha, Shakol Bara Lechvodo. The second round is two brachas about Yitzira, Yotzer Adam, and then Asher Yatzer Adam Mitzalmo, Bitzalmo Mitzavnito, Vihitkin Lo Mimenu Binyan Adayat. Bracha Ta Hashem Yotzer Adam. Okay, that's how the bracha ends. Now, just having nothing to do with Avchet, most Rishonim feel that the word Selim is different from the word Tavnit. Selim is abstract, Tavnit is physical. Tavnit kol Zachar. Tavnit Behema. So the word Selim can refer to Hashem, as it does in Tanakh, Mitzelem Elokim Baralta. When we're created in Tzelem Elokim, it doesn't mean Chas Hashem Hashem is a face, Chas Hashem or a nose or a body. It's something more abstract, intelligence, free will, self-consciousness, whatever. We're creativity. Whereas Tavnit can't refer to Hashem. So in the bracha, when we say Asha Yatzer Ata Adam Bitzalmo, that can refer to Hashem. Hashem created man, Mitzelem Elokim. Asha Yatzer Ata Adam Bitzalmo, Bitzelem demut tavnito. That next phrase, it's on line number 2 on Daf Chetam and Aleph, that's not referring to Hashem, that's referring to man. He created man in his shape. So tavnit is physical, it's like a pan or it's a shape. Selim is something more conceptual. So when you think of the bracha, Asher Yatzer Ata Adam Bitzalmo, he created us like you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Bitzelem demut tavnito, and you created a certain shape for man that you settle human beings into. That's the way the Ritva reads in Masri Shem. Okay? So that's the second round of brachas. Let me just make sure you end in a minute or two. The third round of brachas is about simcha, but the first bracha is not about the chasen kala, because a'ale et Yerushalayim al rosh simchateinu. We want to mention Yerushalayim first. So sos tasis v'sagel hakara b'kibbutz b'nei l'tocha b'simcha is playing off of Yeshaya. Okay, who knows Yeshaya? Yeshaya, perek nun daled roni akara lo yelada. We tell Yerushalayim, you're a barren woman, but you should be happy because your children are coming back. So sos tasis v'sagel hakara. Where is sos tasis taken from? Yeshaya Samach Aleph, which is after our blessings, Pasha. Sos tasis b'shem magil. And since that pasuk mentions that the joy of a chasan kala will be felt by Yerushalayim, umesos, what's the language? Umesos chasan de kala goalecha. Right, this is the source of l'chadodi. Yasis alayich elokayich. Kimsos chatan al kala, Yerushalayim is promised to be redeemed, and Hashem will make her happy the same way a chasan makes a kala happy. This is in last week's Haftarah. Kiv al bachur betula, just like a young man will wed a betula, yivaluch banayich, your children will come back. Umisos chatan al kala, and the happiness of a chatan to the kala, yasis alayich elokayich. This is literally where the Chadodi is taken from, and we read it in last week's Haftarah. So we're playing on that entire section in Yeshaya. Sos tasis v'tagel hakara. This barren woman who is missing her children should be happy. B'kibbutz b'nei l'tocha. Baruch Hashem, people are coming back to live in Yerushalayim and its environs. B'kibbutz b'nei, you can look at the pasuk. B'kibbutz b'nei l'tocha b'simcha. Baruch atah Hashem, misamech tzion b'vonah. So before we start talking about the happiness of the chatan and the kala, we talk about the happiness of Yerushalayim. We want to mention it first, and we think about the geula being very similar to a chasana. Okay, so you're not paying attention. It has nothing to do with the chasana, but it's a preface to the happiness of the chasana. Alet Yerushalayim, aros simchasi. That should come first. Okay, the next two brachas are about the chasan kala, but they're a little bit different. Samech tisamach reim hovim, kisamechacha yitzircha began eden mikedem, Baruch Atah Hashem, Misamech Chasan Vikala. That, according to Rashi, let's read it in Rashi, okay. Where is this in Rashi? Okay, Rashi, Dir Masa Misamech Chasan Vikala. Okay. She Simchas Bracha Rishona. Dir Masa Misamech. This is a key Rashi. The first of the last two, not the first one, the first of the last two. Lo Bisimchas Chasan Amar. We're not talking about the love between them and the Chasana. El Tfile. Interesting. It's a Bracha that's a Tfile. She Mispalim Umavarchin. They should be happy and prosperous. This is a bracha. You get up like we'd call it a toast. You should be happy. You should be prosperous. You should be successful. So you should be. It's not saying, oh, let's, it's not. It's not trying to make them happy now. It's not trying to like a. It's not like a dance. Not like a verbal dance. You should love one another now and be happy at the chasana. It's a bracha. You should have. It's a bracha. You should have a successful life. Okay. Lefikach ein lach tomba misameh chatan imakala. That's what we don't say. Misamech chatan imakala, like we say in the seventh bracha, because that's the chasan should make the kala happy now during the wedding. We say you two should have a successful life. You should be a successful doctor. You should be a successful psychologist. Whatever, they're two separate people. They're going to be married together. You should have a successful life. And what's the paradigm for a successful life? When was life absolutely peachy and cheery? Gan Eden. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Gan Eden gave Adam everything he needed. So we have a hard life. We have to earn a living, and we have pressures, and we have challenges, whatever. But we'd like our life to be as easy as possible, and this marriage and union to be as successful as possible. And the time, unfortunately, was short-lived, but the 1 hour that it was absolutely successful was in Gan Eden before Chet Adam HaRishon. So that's what Rashi says. We're not saying the chassan should be happy with his kala and be samech. You should just have a successful life as man and woman. So the bracha is samech tisamach reyim ha'ovim kisamechacha yitzircha began edem mikedem baruch atah Hashem misamech chassan v'kala. Two different people. The last bracha is more about the actual simcha of being married and the joy and the love, and that's why we say 10 languages of Ava. Asher bara, sason, v'simcha, chasan, v'kala, gila, rina, ditza, v'chedva, ava, v'yachva, shalom, v'reyo. So there are 10 languages of happiness, 10 languages that Hashem used to create the world. Asar, ma'amarot, nivra, olam, yi'or, yi'choshech, yi'rgib, ezachamayim. So we're trying to create a happiness and a love. We call it romance. Our ancestors didn't know what the word romance meant, but love and union and respect between one another. And we're wishing that the chasan, whose responsibility is to create that, to misamech the kala, so in misamech chatan, yemakala, the chatan. This is what tips Rashi off to the difference between the two brachot. Because if you don't discriminate between them, why do we have two brachot that talk about simchas chasan v'kala? The answer is one is not about the simchas chasan kala. It's about success in life. It's a tefillah. The last brach has been trying to be misamech them and say you should have all these 10 traits of ava v'yachva shalom v'res. Okay, so just to have your bearings, to know what the brachas refer to. Basically, this is Rashi, more or less. And Rashi seems to be, not too many other Rishonim. Some of the Achronim try to provide different angles, a little bit in the Meiri, but this seems to be the baseline of how to understand the brachas. Okay, so you're playing off of Gan Eden, you're playing off of Yeshaya for Geula, and the first bracha is just being Mishabach HaKadosh Baruch Hu when we're gathering and when we're trying to imitate the original chesed he provided for us. Okay, so some tired eyes here, so everyone's got to get some rest today. Okay, tomorrow we'll have Makaros on Achilas Erev Yom Kippur. It's a nice, easy sugya. It comes up in Suvas Tapei, a nice Yom Kiveger, a nice year at the end of Seder, just so an easy day tomorrow. So have no fear. Okay. Shkoyach.